They say usually you save the best for last. In this case, you save the old for last. Not because there's anything old, but you just save the old people long. Just get some deep breath of nice corona-free air. And let us listen to the intention of only one thing, connecting to Allah. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال ربي بما أغويتني لأزين لهم في الأرض ولأغوينهم أجمعين. صدق الله العظيم. If I learned one thing in my life, and I learned it too late, and that is why I want to leave you, if you take nothing from me, understand only one thing, we are at war. We are all of us at war. No, I haven't lost my marbles, there's no fighting, there's nothing happening, we're not even fighting corona these days, like corona has taken a break. Come for vacation. So the Israel, come back, so not worry. When I was a young man, I didn't understand that I was in a war. I mean, life, you grow up, you do the things that young people do. Back in my day, if you wanted to make musti, it took a lot of effort to make musti. Like Malana was mentioning, if you, for pornography, you had to go out and go and look for a magazine. And the guy who had the magazine, he was the hero. You know, like the Ala Hazrat of all of us, because he had the book. And we all faced the book till the picture was faded. You couldn't see, but you made sure, even if the train passed, you still didn't see. That's right. If you wanted to go out with a girl those days, there was no cell phone, there was no... It was very difficult. You send one little note in the class and that, and if the teacher found you, then. And those days they used to give a hiding, proper hiding. You felt it. You went home, you knew you did something wrong and you were being punished for it. So back in those days, I still didn't know we were at war. Who are we at war? Why are we at war? Every one of us, Hazrat Insan, the children of Adam alayhi salam, Shaitan has taken qasam. He has taken qasam that Allah, I will mislead all of them. Allah, the way, and look at his arrogance, the way he says it. Bima akhwaitani. Allah, how you misled me. But that's his arrogance. I will must leave the whole lot of them. So he declared war. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew what he made in all of you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, go ahead. Go for it. He got very excited. He said, Allah is giving me. He said, Allah give me. Give me respite till Qiyamah. Allah tell us this. He said, Allah give me that I can run around in their blood like he run around in their body like blood. Allah tell us this. Everything. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that those hearts and minds that are connected to Allah, Shaitan won't be able to defeat. That is what you and I have. Till now we have not realized we're in a war. Till now we have said, you know what, I just need to bump along in my life. And as I bump along in my life, inshallah at the end, I will die. And I will die with Iman. And on the 73, Orion will be waiting for me. Not working like that. It's a war. In a war, and in my stupidity as a youngster, in that war, guess what I was doing? I used to go to the enemy and say, what do you think I should do next? Hello? Wait, what is he going to tell me? He's going to tell me, take your army, put it like this, because he knows his army is behind me. I was asking advice from the very enemy that I was supposed to fight. But I didn't know. We were not fortunate in those days to have what we have today. This halka, our Sheikh Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib, Damat Barakatum, how can we ever thank these people? Our ulama, this, when you just look and you see, oh, this, like one of our alim said, dressed as Muslims, looking like Muslims. In those days, I'm old, I'm not very old. After namaz, used to tuck his kurta in the trousers, so he looked normal. He looked normal. That was normal those days. I still remember, I mean, Ramadan time, we used to bring one Hafizah from India, and we used to call him Apollo. That time Apollo was a spaceship that used to go, because he used to read like a spaceship, because by the 21st night he had to go home. Tarawi was, where are we going to put all these khutbahs? Understand one thing, yeah, it's a war. Until we don't understand that, and that Shaitan has now upped his game to a level where we have yet to understand it. As I said, in the old days, pornography was difficult. Prostitution was like near impossible. Now, in the old days when they made phones, the first one was like that Nokia 3110. Then came like a Motorola, we used to call it a brick. And it became smaller and smaller, still came that Ericsson. Anyone. And I said, hey, one day they're going to have like a phone that's so small. Then I think somebody got the idea that, well, we can watch porn on this thing. It must be bigger and bigger and bigger. Now you've got iPhone Pro Max. Why? Because the screen is so big. It's not for the old people to watch the stuff. The young guys are watching. So they know, and Shaitan knows. And Shaitan knows every angle and every inside of us. And Shaitan knows, and he will come with every kind of attack. He will come with a pornography. He will come with a LGBTQI, ABC, whatever, whole alphabet. Complete alphabet is given us now. Yes. I mean, I looked at, I was studying the different types of genders. In the old days, it was male and female, but, right? Now, how many? You want to guess? 32 different genders. So now you must have 32 toilets. Male, trans male, transgender, queer. Sure, wait. You're not going. But by the time you decide, it's over. What they do in Europe now, you just have toilets. You go there, whether you whatever, because you are male who identifies as female. You are female who I. You listen to it and you laugh and you say, then you realize how powerful the enemy is. Then you realize what is eating us. Self pornography, it is gambling. Online gambling is another huge saga. Good people. Because you see, in the old days, I told you it was difficult. You had to go somewhere to go and put a bet. Now on your phone, put the bet, and you won. Win again. And Shaitan knows. Shaitan knows how to play this game. He's been fighting this war for 12,000 years since the time of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. He corrupted the son of Adam alayhi salam. Where are you and I? But this is the big part. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew what he gave. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, oh my servant, so long as you do what you're supposed to do, then you will defeat the shaitan in a manner that he never saw coming. Not for video games or something, but I think many of us will understand. Usually in the games, and I know the game Fortnite, which a lot of people play. When you fought, the first thing you need to do was to get the best weapons. You started out the game with a small knife. Then gradually you upgraded, then you got yourself a 9mm, and then you got yourself, then slowly it went on, and you got the M16, and then you got the RB. So that was the one. The second one is you developed a force field, a protection around you. So even if that bomb or whatever the enemy was throwing at you in the game, it would hit the false field, it would dent it, but you wouldn't get hurt. Allah gave us force fields and Allah gave us weapons. The problem is we have not understood that these are our weapons, and we have not understood that I need to protect myself with this force. So simple things, we have read Surah Kaf, it's a noor from one Friday to the next Friday. It's not noor, like, okay, now I'm going to glow in the dark or something. The noor is your force field, because that shaitan who comes, he says, ah, this guy I can't reach. Fire an arrow at him, fire another one, and he just keeps on falling. Why? Because he's coming. Read your salah, from one salah to the next salah is a noor. Mas a salah, and you left it there. In South Africa, we live in houses that are 45. Okay, there's burglar proofing upon burglar proofing. Why? Because we don't want the enemy to come inside. If we fortify our heart through our salah, through our Quran tilawat, through our zikrullah, through our association with the pious, then you think this guy can make in as easy as he is. Now what we do? Now we don't only don't protect ourselves, we open the door for him. Like a big flag, welcome. Shaitan, welcome here. Why? Because we start with small guna. And there's no such thing as small guna. It's like if I tell you I shoot you with a small bullet or a big bullet. Choose. It's not a lot, it's fine, it's a two. Still it hurts. You want a small electric shock or a big electric shock? Fine. Because every guna makes a hole in our force field. And we open the door for shaitan. And that little bit wants you in, wants you a prisoner of war, to come out like that man who explained his journey through pornography. It's impossible. It can happen, but it's difficult. Allah will rescue a person from the most devastating thing. As our Hazrat says, there's no such thing as a write-off. That person can be a total wreck of a human, where mankind has written him off as a failure. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides that this man is not a failure, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will rescue that person. So what we have to do? We have to understand, number one, that we are in a war. We have to now gather our weapons and strengthen them. In every battlefield, the people look for their best weapon. So your salah must be tip-top. And in today's time, you must have all the nawafil. Tahajjud must be there because we want the best weapon. Tahajjud is a weapon second to none. Your Quran tilawat must be there. Not for the sake of sawab. Sawab Allah Ta'ala is giving in multitude, one letter 10 times. But Allah is giving because Allah says you need this. You know, sometimes when a mother is giving medicine to a child, then she will say, my child, take this medicine and give you this chocolate. Child is looking at the chocolate, but the mother knows this medicine got to get down this guy's throat. Because then inshallah he will get better. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, you need this medicine of salah. Please take it and give you so much salah. And you see, looking at the sawab, when we get this, when we get that, when we get that, when we get one tree in Jannah, when we get... So I do that. But the asal Allah Ta'ala wanted a force field around us. So that Malu'un can't come here and come and put it with my brain. And then finally when that mother, the child says, no ma, I don't want chocolate. I'm not taking the medicine. What did she say? I'm going to hit you. Take the medicine or I'm going to hit you. I look at her mother and say, oh, you're crazy. She says, what you think? Medicine. You want to hit him? She says, no, he has to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, pray your salah or else. Why? Allah is like, come on, what do you want to do this? Out of rahmah, like the rahmah of a mother, Allah ta'ala is saying, pray your salah because you need it. Now it's no more that, you know what, my salah, I will pray because Maulana is watching and Ustad is watching and you know what, it's 5 times a day and I get tick marked or whatever. No.
Now I need it.
It's for my protection. Now I'm not going to read my Quran because only I need to protect my door. I'm reading my Quran because I need their protection. And when the protection is in place, then Shaitan will come and he's not going to leave you, me, not old men, not young men, any rich person is going to come. And for some he'll come with temptations of the flesh, the pornography, the woman. Some he'll come with other things, the drugs, and the worst ones he'll come with the ideology. The thinking that, you know what, there is no God. The understanding that, you know what, the God is corrupt. Arguing with one atheist, Muslim youngster, born in a Muslim home, raised as a Muslim, studying astrophysics at varsity. And he says, I don't believe in God. I said, why would you reading astrophysics? You're studying all the celestial bodies. You're studying the universe. How is it happening? He gave me a whole lot of things. I say, Quran says, he said, I don't believe in the Quran. Muslim answer. Eventually, arguing, finally he said, okay, there is a God. But I don't believe in a personal God. Oh, what is a personal God? Give me a pocketbook. You see, no, there's God, he created. Listen to the. How Shaitan captured this man in the war. He's saying, yeah, there is a God, but I have no association with God. God owes me nothing and I owe God nothing. La ilaha illallah. To that extent, the logic is going. And the more you go into this argument, brothers, can we just request some of the brothers to come a little bit forward, make some place for the brothers who are coming in. So he's going to come, if he doesn't come with the temptations of the woman, the temptations of the drug, the temptations, speak to all the drug addicts, he'll tell you, I just started out with weed. I knew I'd stop it there. I'll stop at weed. I'm not going further. When you find him, then he's on crack cocaine, busting up 2,000 grams a day. So the enemy, Satan is one, when he fights a war, he doesn't fight till he captured you. He'll fight till he destroyed you. Till your akhirat is gone. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that those who fought the battle and won, what Allah will give them. On the day of Qiyamah, that youngster, even if he passed away at 80, on the day of Qiyamah, picture the scene, he fought the war, he beat Shaitan, with Allah's help, and he's standing there in the entire majma of humanity, and his name is called out, so and so, the son of so and so, come forward. And everybody, who's he? What he did? Why are they calling him first? And they bring you right in front and they say, here's your kitab. And they say, Isab. They say, no, Isab. He said, why? He said, there's the lounge. You see, they are under the arsh. There are all those categories of people. There's a young one special for the young people who looked after and fought the war when they were young. Now you go there and you sit there and you can watch the whole medan of Hasar. And there is drinks for you to drink. And how they'll be served, only Allah knows. By who they'll be served, only Allah knows. But I can tell you one thing. They're outside those in this world. 20 times. When Buzruk was walking through the marketplace, just to show you what is the worth of that compared to this. And his eyes just fell on one slave girl. Extremely beautiful, dressed up and everything. And then he continued. She told the maid servant, go and get the old man. Let's have a bit of fun with him. So they brought him, they caught him, and they put him in, and he said, but what you want with me? And she took him back to her master. And she said, this old man was looking at me, and he didn't, he just looked, and he looked away. So the master told him, he says, do you want to buy her? That time slave girl was not cheap, especially one as smart as this, who could dance, who could sing, who could do everything. Guru thought about it, he said, yeah, come to think of it, I'll buy. He said, how much are you prepared to offer? He said, 2 tapers. He said, you pagal or what? He said, no, I'm telling you, I'll offer. At best, I'll offer 2 tapers. He said, why? Then he explained to him, he said, you see, you're a woman. Now she looks beautiful. In the morning she don't look so beautiful. At night she brushed her teeth and she made miswak and that. In the morning when she wakes up and breathes on you, by that's when you fly out. You take certain times of the month you can't go. No? You say what I'm offering anytime, every time. And each time is better than the last. He said, this one you have to look after her. When she gets old and she gets sick, then either you're going to look to get someone else, or alternatively, you're going to trade her in. This is what I'm offering you, everlasting. She will always remain evil, no matter how many times you. So, what you offering me, he says, and sometimes she gets sick, then stuff comes out of her nose, and stuff comes out, she's coughing, green stuff comes, then you want to get the doctor with the antibiotic and all that. You say, what I'm offering you, when she spits, the spit is sweeter than what you can imagine. He said, now will you accept my 2 days? That man got off from his chair. He made Toba with his slave girl. So sincere was that Buzuru. And he said, we change our lives. So we're in a war, and when you win the war, at the time of Hazrat Umar, the story of a youngster who used to go to masjid, and on his path, there was a woman who was infatuated with him. She loved him. And she just, every time, called him, and his force field was there, and he was for every time there. And one day, for some reason, there was a small hole in the force field, and he said, okay, I'll go. And he went. And as he entered the house, as she was about to touch him, again, the force field closed. He fell unconscious. She panicked, she said, now this guy is dying here. She called her and she said, take him away, please take him to his father. So they came, they took him to his father, revived him, woke up. His father said, my son, what happened? How are you going to explain, my father, I got injured in the war. I gave my life in the war. He's trying to explain to his father, again he falls unconscious and he passes away. When Hazrat Umar hears about this incident and he goes to the cover and that boy is in the cover and everything is done. And then he recites and he says, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. And he says, Ya Fulan, Allah has given you 2 gardens. Allah has promised you 2 gardens. From that cover comes the answer, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Allah has given me the 2 gardens promised and another one. We're going to win the war, we're going to lose the war. If we lose, in this world, yeah, we'll maybe get a little bit of dopamine rushes and we feel excited about a couple of kids. But I can promise you, there's no enjoyment. One woman phoned, she said, my husband is addicted to porn. So I said, okay, what's the actual problem? She said, we have no relation in the Vedas. That was the first time I heard about that. I said, but it's not making sense. Two and two is not adding up to five. Some of you are sleeping, right? I said, but hold on, this man's watching porn. Why is he not excited in the bedroom? She said, that's all he does. He only watches. He said, and I called him, he sat down, he said, I get no enjoyment out of it. Shaitan won't give you, you won't get the real enjoyment, you won't get the fun. He'll promise you drugs, eventually you lie there in a gutter, promise you. That's because when you see sometimes some of the drug addicts, after they've had what they call a bad trip, you say, was it worth it? Or you meet people who say, we're going to drink till we drop. And the next man, the man is vomiting like green stuff that's coming out of it. You say, well, was it worth it? So in this world, you're not going to win the war. You might win a battle here and there, you might get a small bit of excitement. She might excite you a little bit. That one small smiley might make you whole 1 hour. Then now again we need another smiley. It's like a drug. One is not enough. Two is, keep checking. So we're checking the 2, 3 in the morning. And Shaitan, one thing about him, he is not racist. He is not sexist. He is not everybody. His enemy, he is going to go for everyone. He took a custom by Allah. So number one, understand one thing and understand it. We are in a war. In a war, nobody kills, nobody lies down and says, you know what, I think I can take a breather. Even when he goes to the toilet, he says, you know what, watch my back, because guys mustn't come home. Number two, choose our weapons. Allah gave them to us. Number three, ensure our force is full all the time. And number four, go to those people who know how to fight this war. Go to the our Mashayikh. They will tell you, because Shaitan is a master. When you think you win, you just knock you with your feet and you'll fall flat. When you think, you know what, hey, I got it right, I'm here, then you realize you're not here, you're somewhere else. And that we need our Mashayikh to tell us. When you think I got tawazu, to the extent I got so much tawazu, I'm proud of it. And you must know it. They will point it out, look at you, like how the doctor looks at the guy and he says, hey, that guy is jaundiced. Let's check his liver. We are blessed. Allah gave us, Allah didn't throw us in the war alone. Allah gave us teachers, Allah gave us weapons, Allah gave us force, and last to last, Allah gave us Allah. With less effort that you chase a mosquito away, Allah will chase Shaitan away from you, but become Allah. When you become Allah, Allah will look after you, like that mother will look after that child, because it's her child. Will look after her child. One child in a rural village, the crocodile got in by its feet and it was pulling it in. And the mother was pulling. And after the whole episode, she won. And when they told the child, look at the wound that the crocodile made, he said, look at my mother, how she's always held me and stretched me, holding me back from the crocodile. Allah is holding us, but when we want to be held. When you want to run away and say, I'm on my own, then eventually even the mother says, it's fine, you're on your own. Or sometimes we say, go do it and see. But the small things we give them to do, you don't. So the love of a parent will not allow their child to get hurt. The love of Allah for those who love Allah, Allah will not let them get hurt. May Allah Ta'ala allow us to understand this, and may Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala make every one of us successful in this war. And on that day, when Allah Ta'ala calls us to the lounge, and remember the debt it was worth. Because life is short. I can still remember when I was in grade 1. And now they call me Nana. So what happened in between? So I have to tell you all, one day you're going to be Nana and Dada, and then maybe, like, this guy's like, you needed a stronger breakfast this morning. Triple espresso or something. It's going to come. Before you know it, it's there. And before you know it, it's time to leave. Now you say, ish. I don't know I was in a war. Nobody told me. Plus you guys told me. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all success.
Ameen.